USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, despite many state and local leaders saying they would prefer if he would stay away. The president's planning to meet with local law enforcement and tour some of the damage done during protests in that city following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, the unarmed black man who was shot in the back 7 times by a white police officer. The head of the NAACP in Wisconsin says,
I would not like to see either candidate here. We have our own issues here in Kenosha, and we need this time. We don't need to be having candidates come here and talking to the people.
Anthony Davis was speaking on MSNBC. There was a Democratic primary in Massachusetts today pitting Congressman Joe Kennedy against longtime U.S. Senator Ed Markey. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
President Trump says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The president also saying this morning that another coronavirus vaccine trial has entered phase 3 testing. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning that any vaccine will be rigorously tested before it's used.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
As of yesterday, coronavirus cases in the U.S. reached at least 6 million and counting. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the real sticking point as far as a new pandemic-related stimulus bill goes is state and local aid. He says it doesn't need to be a bailout, but an effort to provide. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus has now infected over 6 million Americans. The U.S. just passing that milestone as schools are beginning to reopen, many of them today. And some colleges and universities have reported spikes in cases as students are returning to campuses. Arizona State University reporting yesterday that more than 800 students and staffers have tested positive there. At the University of Alabama, more than 550 students and staffers have tested positive. Northern California's destructive SCU Lightning Complex fire, which is east of San Jose, now 60% contained, holding at 393,000 acres, the second largest wildfire in California history, growing by almost 6,000 acres from Sunday till yesterday as firefighters were extending their containment lines. The fire has injured at least 5 people. It's destroyed over 40 structures. And more than 50 black former McDonald's franchises are suing the fast food giant in federal court, accusing the company of racial discrimination. The franchisees operated over 200 restaurants, and they accused the company of steering them to operate restaurants in what they called economically depressed communities and dangerous locations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.